It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good morning. Fourth and final hour of our little get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Oh, I feel better already. It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, we've got lots of headlines to get to. Trump and his reaction to the Department of Justice and the Jack Smith deal. We'll get to that. But right now, we've got a very special guest in the studio. Jeff Fizzle joins us from the World Equestrian Center. And good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me today.
I got to tell you, man, nobody can pull off the lederhosen, but you did.
We got it.
You still look very macho. But even without an aggressive beard, a little insider there on the beard thing. But Jeff, welcome. And you're kind of new to the area to some extent.
I am. Just been here a few months. So still learning Ocala, learning WEC, but excited to be here and excited to be a part of, you know, a really great team that puts on some really fun and exciting events.
Well, you got some horse blood in you because you come from another equestrian center, correct?
I do. I come from the Tri International Equestrian Center, and but glad to be down here at the World Equestrian Center now, upgraded.
It is like the Mac Daddy, isn't it? Everything they do over the top, 100%, and that's why we love them, and we have a great relationship with them, and we're happy to help bring folks the WEC, the WEC Oktoberfest. And I've been saying it like this. It's a party so big, they couldn't do it on one Saturday.
We've got to have it on two.
Right. So what can people expect?
So you think Oktoberfest. So there's all the great German celebration, great German beer, great German food, and just a real fun experience and party to be out at with things to do. We've got live music from a traditional German polka band in Lederhosen.
Oh, wow.
You are welcome to wear your Lederhosen or dirndl, or, you know, come in what you wear on a daily basis. You can purchase stuff while you're there. But really just think a big, exciting Oktoberfest theme party. You can go to Bavaria without ever having to leave your home state of Florida.
Now, we're talking about this Saturday and the following Saturday from 11 a.m. To 4 p.m. Is the VIP thing that we're giving away, is that available to the general public?
It is. I think there's a limited amount available, and they're going fast. So if you want to do the VIP experience, I would do that now. With VIP, you get access to a private bathroom. You get a little private area to kind of hang out in, a little more seating over there, and a little bit more food and a little bit different options there for the VIPs.
I was interested in the Bierstein.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a, if you go
does
to
it come with it,
Fest,
with the VIP?
It does. It comes with a ceramic beer stein, and then, so you got to, you know.
It's like a collectible, right?
It is
something
collectible.
You bring home and
yeah.
Okay. That's what I got. I love that. All right. So what else can folks expect that's going to be going on at the event?
So you got a stein holding competition. This weekend, if you come out, you can participate, men's and women's, and try and win the stein holding competition. That's where you're holding that full stein out in front of you for as long as you possibly can.
That's harder than it looks.
It is harder than it looks, but it's a lot of fun. And then if you qualify, we're hosting the Florida State Stein Holding Championship at the second weekend of Oktoberfest. And that is bringing competitors from all over the state here. And we're going to crown the first inaugural Florida State Championship of Stein Holding.
So they would have already been pre-qualified, but yet we can qualify this Saturday.
We can qualify this Saturday. Anybody that comes out and wants to participate can try and qualify, follow the rules. You don't have to have Lederhosen to do it, but and we'll provide you a stein and get up there. It's filled with beer or water, and you hold it for as long as you possibly can.
And it's not always the biggest, most muscular person that wins these, is it?
We have learned that there is a lot of skill involved, so it's really that core strength. So if you're not the biggest guy or the biggest girl in the world with, you know, been in the gym a long time, a lot of times it's just that endurance. So anybody could win.
All right. Already, it's going to be a lot of fun. It always is. And you've got other events coming up. And this is one that I have participated in, the Ocala Food and Wine Festival. That's coming up in early November, correct?
November 1st through the 3rd, Ocala Food and Wine. And that is just a premier event and all kinds of options, 3 days, all kinds of different events. If you're a fan of food or wine, that's the one to be at. But it also, if you're a beer lover or maybe a tequila or bourbon lover, plenty of options for you as well. So much fun to be a part of.
All right. Everybody's looking forward to it that I've talked to already about Oktoberfest at the World Equestrian Center. And is this going to be held inside, outside, or both?
It's inside. So the Oktoberfest is in one of the expo centers. So air conditioning, out of the rain, weather is going to be perfect no matter what at the expo center. So you don't have to worry about the weather. Don't have to worry about anything. Be inside, climate controlled, and it'll be a great time.
Well, we're giving away tickets, VIP tickets, and I've been giving out a code word. And I'll do that again in a little while. But for those who want to purchase tickets, I would assume you're recommending in advance.
Push in advance, but they'll be available at the door as well. So, you know, if you don't get online or don't want to get online, we'll make sure you get in there. The only thing, the VIP tickets could sell out, but if they're available, we'll be happy to sell them to you. But the tickets are available at the door or online.
So just go to theworldequestriancenter.com.
That's it.
And you can get your tickets, especially if you're looking for the VIP ones. It sounds like that probably will sell out. And who doesn't like a little VIP treatment?
Always nice to have some VIP
right.
treatment.
Right. And so what's the future hold for you? You think you're going to make the Ocala area like your home?
Oh, it's home. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Enjoying the state of Florida. Really looking forward to a nice, a warmer winter than what I'm used to coming from the North Carolina mountains. So excited about that. Excited to be here and excited to be a part of WEC.
And you were telling us a little bit, Jeff, before we went on the air, you know, you've got family and friends associated with the area you came from in the mountains. And a lot of them, fortunately, you said physically, you know, everybody seems to be intact. But people have lost homes and businesses. And that's going to bring pain for a while.
It is. And it's going to be a long recovery up there. I don't know how much folks are able to see. And I think a lot more is going to be coming out in the next few weeks and months because there's so many of those communities that are just accessible because it's a mountainous terrain that are accessible. By one road or one bridge, that those roads are gone and folks can't get in and out of their town and their community, and really whole places are just wiped out right now. It's real devastation up there, and they need a lot of help and a lot of attention.
And here in Florida, we are big fans. In fact, my sister's what do you call a halfback? These are people that Yankees have moved down to Florida.
Yep.
And then they don't make it all the way back. They make it halfway back. They call them a halfback. And she's in the Greenville area, and they experienced, you know, power outages. They just got theirs, I think, yesterday, their power restored. Big tree fell down, luckily not on their roof. But she said, oh, this is nothing compared to what the folks to the east are you know, going through right now.
Yeah, those mountain communities have a long road ahead, and still, I mean, a lot of people that are desperately needing rescue and help, even right now as we're talking, that just need help.
Well, I know you're still new to the area, but this Big Bend area that we talk about in Florida, that's on the beach, it is a lot different than what people position in their minds as sort of a beach thing. It's like going through, you know, a lot of sort of desolate area to get there, a lot of which is like dirt roads. And when the trees start coming down, I mean, they've got to cut their way through to rescue those folks. So, yeah, we're feeling the effects. I mean, this storm, what a path of devastation it has really left behind. And the folks up in the area you came from, how do you prepare for that? We know a hurricane's coming, and that's all we do on the radio is just yell at everybody to be prepared. And how do you prepare for something like what happened up there?
Yeah, you know, I didn't expect to move to Florida and be safer from the hurricane on this trip.
Isn't that ironic? Well, we're glad to have you here. Jeff Fissel from the World Equestrian Center inviting you to come out and experience a little taste of Bavaria. Oktoberfest going on at the World Equestrian Center both this Saturday and next Saturday from 11 to 4 p.m. You can break out the lederhosen if you want to wear that, or just come in your regular clothing, and you're going to enjoy traditional German fare and German music and German pretzels.
German pretzels, German food, all the schnitzel you can eat, all the fun, bratwurst, and great Oktoberfest beer.
I learned how to say beer in German, too. That was one of the first foreign words I learned in... What?
No, I didn't say
it's anything. Beer, Greg.
Yeah, I know.
He's from the Show Me State.
Yeah. He does love the pretzels, though. What do you put on a pretzel, Bob?
Mustard!
There you go.
Yes. But put on whatever you like.
That's right.
Jeff, thanks for putting up with us.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, look forward to it. And we look forward to the Ocala Food and Wine Festival, also to be held at WEC November 1st through the 3rd. It's approaching 9:15. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Plenty more headlines on the way. 97.3, The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Happy Thursday. Let's make it a great one. It is 9:19. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Thanks for supporting what we do. And I want to give you the code word so that you can win your tickets for Oktoberfest at the World Equestrian Center. These aren't regular tickets. These are VIP, baby. Nothing but the best for you. And you know the World Equestrian Center always does it upright. Both this Saturday and next Saturday, it is a celebration of Oktoberfest in the spirit of the great German holiday. All right, so we've got VIP tickets, private restroom and bar, VIP lounge, exclusive menu items. We've got you covered. Oh, and a take home kind of keepsake, a half liter beer stein. Right now, text Bratwurst to 20357. Message and data rates apply. We'll have a new word tomorrow, but today's word is bratwurst. Text bratwurst to 20357. All right, and good luck. Wow, went from good taste and good times to not so good. Well, it's the whole thing with Sean Diddy Combs.
Oh my goodness, what a mess that is.
Well, yeah, it's getting worse.
Are you serious?
If you can believe it.
Ugh.
He's facing dozens of new allegations of sexual assault in a series of lawsuits set to be filed. A news conference was held Tuesday by a Texas-based attorney, Tony Busby, who said he's ready to rip through Puffy. No, he said that he's representing 120 accusers with allegations against the entertainment mogul that go back more than 20 years. We will expose the enablers who enabled this conduct behind closed doors. We will pursue this matter no matter who the evidence implicates. Many powerful people, many dirty secrets, the lawyer said of the allegations. And he said his team has collected pictures, video, and texts. He added that the allegations will include violent sexual assault or rape, facilitated sex with a controlled substance, dissemination of video recording, sexual abuse of minors. This is just getting more sickening.
It is getting worse.
It's a long list already, but because of the nature of this case, we are going to make sure, darn sure, that we are right before we do that. In other words, because he said these names will shock you. And again, you know, this does have a lot of parallels, it would seem, you know, to the other case of the, you know, the guy that would bring people to his island, Epstein. Yeah. And that is not everybody who had any kind of dealing with him, you know, necessarily guilty of some of the things that took place. If you went to visit him more than a couple times, though, I think, you know, that doubt begins to kind of evaporate. But this Texas attorney said more than 3,000 individuals have come forward to his office with accusations against Combs, but he plans to begin filing lawsuits in various states within the next 30 days. He added that they will name the other defendants at a later date. So he's just, it's like an incredible amount of people. Among this new group of accusers, Busby said 62% identify as African American, and they hail from more than 25 states, the majority coming from New York, California, Georgia, and Florida. Busby said that 25 of the accusers were minors at the time of the alleged incidents, some as early as 1991. Wow. More than 30 years ago. The lawyer further claimed one of the accusers was as young as 9 at the time of their alleged incident. This is just absolutely awful.
We're also seeing more and more, it looks like, some of the who, as just like with the other story with Epstein, the who's who of rap, of L.A., Hollywood music, more and more of them are getting drugged into this, it looks like, too. And we're talking
drugged into it?
Drugged. They're getting dragged. Drugged. They're going to be in trouble. They are.
Yeah, and here...
Well, they have been drugged. That's
here's how
the
problem,
too.
Here's how they cover it. Look, you're having a huge party. You're Sean Diddy Combs. This is big.
Sure, yeah.
You want to be at the happening event. And then, as some witnesses have said, at a certain point in the party, the vibe, the tone changes.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, paying attention with your spidey instincts, you're like, yeah, time for me to check out.
Yeah.
And I think many celebrities did exactly that.
Yeah.
Now, rumors had been going around for a while about these parties, and I wonder if, you know, how that impacted the attendance. In other words, are people still willing to go, maybe not participate in that bad stuff, but still willing to, because, hey, it's a party and I want to be seen or whatever.
Boy, association?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. But look, they've, wow. It's going to take a while for them to weed through all this and all the people that may end up being involved.
Everybody was on camera.
The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to Scott. Good morning.
Well, Bob, I appreciate your optimism, but I remain slightly skeptical that this will, any of this, the truth, will see the light of day. This is going to turn out, this is, maybe I'm just being negative. This is going to turn out exactly like Epstein. Somebody's going to start committing suicide. They better keep an eye on this dude because he's going to commit suicide in about a couple of days here. And another question is what kind of lives do these people live? I mean, I'm imagining that you and Greg don't live these kind of lives on the side. You probably don't, and neither do I. What are these people? What's going to happen is if this even begins to hit the light of day, what's going to happen is that, is there no help for the widow's son? And what I'm alluding to is there's people on the inside of these secret societies who are never going to let this see the light of day. Thank you.
Yeah. I think you're right. And, I mean, what do you chalk it up to? God, there was an old song by the Eagles, and I can't remember it right now. But it basically, it's basically based on the idea of a casting couch.
Right.
And that, okay, you've had your time with these people, and you know, what's the next way to get your buzz or whatever. Mm-hmm. In other words, it escalates,
right.
and you know,
yeah.
So what do you got to do to get to that, you know, next stage once you've opened that door? I don't know. The people that participate in it, you know, willfully, knowing that there are people participating in it not willfully,
right. That's a whole nother level of depravity, if you will.
It would be interesting when it comes out. I know there was allegedly a lot of drug use. I wonder, I guess, date rape type stuff and things like that were used. And what'd they say? Some of the wine somebody alleged was spiked, stuff like that. It's ugly. Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Tom, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was listening. Cat Williams is a Block comedian. He's in the Block community. He's huge. I don't know. He's probably the biggest Block comedian there is. And he was on an interview, which I listened. I was driving for about an hour. I listened to the whole thing. And he was going on about P. Diddy and about how Hollywood is trying to get strong Black males, a strong Black male, actors, comedians, and everything else to basically be, I hate to say be gay or whatever, but like to wear dresses and to become less masculine. It was crazy because what he was saying sounds so spot on. And he started naming all the comedians and all the actors who's caved in and they started wearing dresses and doing all this. And his point was they're trying to actually change young Black males as role models and just change that whole perception. And you're talking about the beard with Vance, and it all fits together in this narrative that you're trying to make males less masculine and more feminine. It's bizarre, but I think there's some truth to it.
Oh, I totally agree. There's no doubt in this kind of manipulation for their particular agenda.
Mm-hmm.
It is frightening. It is real.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. We've got more headlines and more things to talk about coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning and welcome. Another day in paradise, my friends. We call this one Thursday. Yep, it means Friday's right over there. It is 9:36 right now. Bank of America confirmed some of their customers were having trouble accessing their accounts and balance information, according to CBS News. The bank explained in a statement that some clients, quote unquote, were dealing with a glitch that was preventing them from being able to access their accounts and balance information. Some clients are experiencing an issue accessing their accounts and balance. These are being addressed and they have been largely resolved. We apologize for any inconvenience. Several people took to social media to share how the Bank of America glitch was affecting their bank accounts. My personal and business Bank of America accounts were wiped to zero in this alleged cyber attack, said a journalist with the Gateway Pundit. In a post, Bank of America having a glitch and my account being at zero gave me a heart attack, one person said. Yeah, can you imagine that?
But is it a cyber attack or a glitch? I think there's a big difference between the two. And when a system isn't working right, you don't get the information. So I don't know that people's accounts were really at zero, just the apps were showing that.
No, it is a group of hackers that have named themselves a glitch.
Wow.
Yeah, they attribute it to a glitch.
Uh-huh. That's a big glitch, though.
They did it again. I don't know.
But, you know, we see that all the time. We work with a lot of software programs that are on a daily basis, there's failures.
Unusual. People are asking, did they get hacked? Mm-hmm. Around 12:39 p.m., there were over 1,000 reports of outages with Bank of America. By 1:09 p.m., more than 17,000 reports. As of 5:54, there were currently more than 2,000 reports of outages with Bank of America, according to Down Detector. They confirmed it. Yeah, some customers were having some trouble accessing their accounts.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The unknown.
That is being addressed.
Yeah.
Being addressed.
Well, hopefully they work now, so that's good.
Ugh.
But that would be scary. Can you imagine? I mean, seriously, that would be your first thing is, oh, no, they've taken all my money, all $78, you know. But that would be scary, though.
Go to your app,
and it's like zero or nothing or lines or whatever.
I mean, would it be the first time there were issues with the banks? There was a run on the banks that, you know, stock market crashed,
sure,
and it led into the, a recession and then into, one of the worst times in America.
But here they want us to go to an all-cashless society and be all digital?
Yeah, now you know why, you know, when you thought your grandparents were kooky and crazy, you know, putting the money in mason jars or hiding it under the mattress because they didn't trust banks.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just a little smarter than we gave them credit for, because now you could see how huge damage could be done, you know, in a swath by hackers, let alone by, you know, some of the things that led up to what occurred, you know, back in the 1929 and the 30s, you didn't have to worry about, you know, hacking, and yet there were still major issues.
Sure, because then you get a physical run on the bank. People would be lined up out the door wanting all of their money, which they could not give you, of course.
And then, look, let's say you do have some money in the bank, and you go, well, I'm not trusting the way things are going today.
Sure.
So I'm going to pull it out. And then what do you do with it? I mean, then what do you do with it? And, yeah, and don't tell me it wouldn't be on your mind when, you know, you say you go out of town. And you're like, well, I got a really good safe. But, you know, all a safe does is buy you time.
Right. And if you're not home, so what, is he going to take it all with you? Are you going to, you know, leave it at your cousin Vinny's house or something, or what?
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
Mm.
I think a balance of a digital world, and a real cash society is still in our best interest, but that's not where they're pushing it.
No, I was going to say, you kind of answered your own question there. It is in our best interest. So what will they do? Not that.
Not that. Good point.
Hey, so Pope Francis, who, you know, let's not call this guy conservative, which is kind of bizarre on a lot of different levels. But anyway, he presided over a ceremony at the Vatican in which cardinals read a list of petitions for the forgiveness of sins.
Okay.
You know, forgiveness against sins against the environment was one of them. Sins against the environment.
Really?
How do you classify that? Oh, I changed my oil and I poured it into the ground. No, that might be sin against the environment, but
it's intentional.
I drove my car to work. Oh, and you let that CO2 go right out. Here's another one. Indigenous peoples. Sins against indigenous peoples.
Okay. There's probably a lot of that over the decades by every generation everywhere around the world.
That is so easy.
Yeah.
To make up for. It's so easy to do reparations.
Except they're all dead.
No. You go to your local casino.
Oh.
Right?
Well, that
when you
in
lose,
America.
You say, I didn't lose.
Uh-huh.
I gave it to the Native Americans.
Ah, there you go.
Right?
Okay.
To pay for the sins of my whatever, great-great-grandparents
who
weren't actually on this continent at the time.
Don't let the facts get in the way.
Oh, sins against migrants.
Well, that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sins against poverty. Against poverty? What's a sin against poverty?
Well, you can't give it any money because then it would be better. So I don't know. That's odd.
Yeah, it is odd. But the two that really stick out, I think, are sins against migrants. In other words, if you don't welcome them with open arms, that's somehow sinful.
Well, according to this Pope, he wants everybody just opening up the doors and letting everybody in.
Where is Sinead O'Connor when you need her to tear up a picture of the Pope?
Oh, yeah, but I'm not even Catholic, and I loved that Pope. Pope John Paul II was awesome.
But, right.
I think he
was loved and beloved all over the place, like you said, even, you know, in the non-Catholic world.
Yes.
Well, it just so happens.
Yes.
Is this a coincidence? It was on this exact day in 1992 that Irish musician Sinead O'Connor stuns the audience at 30 Rockefeller Plaza who are watching, you know, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
When she tears up a photo of Pope John Paul II. Right? Live on TV. I mean, it's one of the few actual real live shows.
That disturbed a lot of folks because, like we said, a lot of people liked him.
She was an oddball, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. She was quirky. Big time.
And she died back in July of 23, and she was only how old?
In her 50s. Natural causes. Is it natural to die in your 50s? I don't know.
Maybe a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah, but that's odd.
She had her issues, I guess you could say.
She was outspoken, for sure.
So you think then she wouldn't tear up the picture of the current Pope?
Oh, no, she'd be liking this one.
Okay, yeah. Isn't that weird?
I think so. But she was weird.
Okay. I've just tried to, you know, not going to throw any stones. Got to keep my own, you know, house area clean. You know what I mean? I'm not going to look at the neighbor's lawn. I'm going to try to
mow my own
lawn. You did?
I did. Mowed 2 days ago when I blew the roof off last night, cleaned out the gutters. Because I might get some rain the next few days or into the weekend, so I'm just kind of preparing for more rain.
Did I tell you that my man card has been pretty much eviscerated now even further?
No.
I've been emasculated.
Are you serious?
By Betsy, I know.
At least
you've
got a beard, shocker. So you and J.D. Vance.
I'm going to have to grow it longer now to try to reverse the trend.
What did you do?
She learned on her own how to operate the zero turn.
Really?
The balance of power is out of whack.
Oh, I think the balance of the universe is probably out of whack then.
Yeah.
I mean,
card in peril. Yep. See, next thing you know, she'll be taking my Harley out for a ride.
See, Jen has no desire to operate the zero turn. That's not a problem in my house. None whatsoever.
Yeah. Betsy is good about if something needs doing, she generally will do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked mowing the lawn because it gave me something to do.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
And then I could use that for an excuse of why I wasn't doing something else I was probably supposed to do.
See, that's genius.
And now but it's gone.
Wow. Because now you can go, honey, I got to mow the lawn. I already did it.
Mm-hmm.
Here, come do the dishes.
Precisely, which emasculates you further. No, there's nothing wrong with doing the dishes.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was my dad's chore. Mom cooked the dinner.
Yeah.
Dad would do the dishes. Now, that was after he was retired.
Well, there is actually, I'm going to get all philosophical and scriptural here, but there's actually a scripture in the Bible that says why men should not be doing dishes.
For real?
For real.
What's it say?
Well, I'd have to look it up, and Pastor Chris, probably listening, still in his car, maybe he can reference it for me. What it is, it compares the destruction of a city as a man wipeth a dish. And since you would not want the destruction of a city, you don't want your dishes destroyed either, so the man should not be wiping the dish.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was happy with women. Submit to your husbands. That's right. I stopped reading right then. I said, that's all I needed to know.
See, you don't get to do that. You're not supposed to stop at the first part. There's that other part about loving like Jesus loved the church and stuff like that.
Let's talk about, what's the evil word for money? Isn't there some evil word?
An evil word for money?
For money, yeah. That represents money.
You're talking about greed?
No, that's kind of part of it.
Okay.
Well, greed, we're trying to make reference.
Greed
and make it,
was the point, yeah.
And make a transition to...
Oh, you're transitioning. Okay.
To Nostradamus talking about the banks. Go ahead, Nostradamus. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. You're talking about the banks, yeah. The people couldn't get to access their money and everything during this, right after the hurricane. You know, that's why I try to tell people to be prepared all the time. And just for these things. Now, if these things happen and you're prepared and you're stocked up and you're ready to go, and like up in North Carolina and on the coast here, yeah, that's pretty bad. You're going to have to rely on some people. But if you're prepared and you're inland and it doesn't happen as bad as it did up there, you can't even, you're not going to be able to go get things. You're possibly stuck without electricity and everything, but you're not going to cause a burden to the people who are trying to help other people. And the more people who are prepared for these things, the less of a burden it's going to be. And they can help other people. So if everybody gets a little bit prepared and they don't get hit so bad, maybe they can help with somebody else. And, you know, it's like the lady called this morning, I think it was Pam or somebody called and said that they weren't allowing people to help people up there in the Carolinas, the authorities weren't. And I saw a story where a guy had a helicopter, and he was rescuing people off the sides of the mountains up there, and the fire chief in this town told him, if you bring another person down, I'm going to arrest you.
Yeah, yeah, that was her point exactly, and how wrong that is. People just trying to help.
Yep.
Yeah, be prepared. Great advice. 9:48. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And coming up next, things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Ready? Call in now with your upbeat thoughts. 877-975-9825. Call now. 97.3 The Sky.
And our final update brought to you by Daughtry Tree Service. Well, things are wrapping up nicely right now. No new issues for Gainesville or Ocala. I-75 moving through Alachua and Marion counties.
Looking more sunny than cloudy. Highs near 90. A few storms are possible late in the day. And looking ahead to Friday, mostly sunny. Hot. Highs in the upper 80s with thunderstorms possible. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist William Maxim.
Temps moving up. Gainesville 79, Ocala 80, the Village is 81. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
That song makes me smile, actually. Hey, good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat thoughts. We need them. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Phil. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile, I just got the last station wagon in captivity. An A6 Audi Allroad, and this car makes me smile.
Ooh. Those are awesome.
Now, does that mean they're not making them anymore?
I don't know about that. Oh. I don't know.
Okay.
But you got one. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, all-wheel drive.
Gotta love it.
Quad.
Quattro.
Like quadraphonic.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Mark, what's making you smile?
Or maybe it's Quadrophenia, Bob, but what's making me smile is we seem to have successfully transitioned into that 6-month part of the season where we don't need air conditioning or heat, so I'm just loving the weather, so that's what's making me smile. You guys have a great afternoon.
Yeah, it is a sweet, sweet time when you don't have to run the AC for a while, which hasn't still happened for me yet personally, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Peasant with a pitchfork, what's making you smile?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I think Mark wants to move up to North Carolina or something. He doesn't need air conditioning. But what's making me smile is ever since P. Diddy, Puff Daddy's houses got raided, I haven't had to see any of those stupid Kevin Hart commercials on TV anymore. I haven't seen one since. And what else is making me smile is that new President Trump, that ad on your radio station with President Trump in it. I think he must listen to your show, and he's come around to my way of thinking.
Wow.
It's possible. Wow. It's highly possible. We know people that know people who hear people. And
did you say it's highly possible?
Did I? Oh, you're talking about the weed?
Yes, that's what he's talking about.
Dude, I think Florida's doing it right, man. I just bought stock in that company. And you know, like, I don't drink. Mm-hmm. So I got to have something, man, to put up with these, you know, these lefty lunatics.
I wonder if he's really aware of that whole angle on really, it's really one company that's going to benefit from this whole thing. I wonder if he even really knows.
I'm just more worried about thermonuclear destruction,
that
I guess.
That will ruin your day every time.
That it's worse than a dent in your bumper.
Does not make you smile.
No.
No.
But it could be a smoking gun.
Yes.
Because that is coming up next. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Stand by.
Here's what's trending on the sky.
Hurricane Helene leaving millions without power.
A 500-mile path of destruction.
The news that's trending.
This storm literally spared no one.
We know how important it is to get the power back on.
The news that's now.
Port workers from Maine to Texas.
Walk off the job.
The White House did not step in.
The news station.
Drug dealers, human traffickers, and murderers. Welcome to America.
I'm a knucklehead at times.
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. There was an article authored by Joe Navarro, a so-called body language expert who worked with the FBI. He went through 8 body language cues from the vice presidential debate, and he even talked about his time in the National Security Division's Elite Behavioral Analysis Program. So he started with Vance's beard, which, by the way, is not a behavior, and he claimed that the beard, to women particularly, can appear to be more threatening, conveying what is described as aggression and opposition to feminist ideals. I guess he missed the part about where J.D. Vance talked earlier about his wife loves his beard, so he's keeping it.
Aw.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, feminist ideals, right? Yeah, that so-called expert is blowing smoke, and that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com